I started this journey not because I wanted to be spiritual. I never wanted to be spiritual. I thought spirituality was for the, you know, for the fools. I was smart man. I was like going to be Western scientific, you know, but spirituality was not good. Because I was rebelling against the traditions back home. So then in the 60s, I got more in trouble with my own self, psychological issues, feeling lost in America. So I wanted to find some healing. So I started therapy. And the more I went into the therapy, the more it became more and more like spiritual things coming up. And I did not want to go into spiritual things. Then I found out I have no choice. The answers I was looking for in myself to heal, I could not find them in therapy. It helped me a little, but didn't get me some of the answers. So I decided, okay, I will go into, you know, the spiritual realm and see what is there. So I started going more and more, learning here, learning there, but also went with it with more like scientific mind. I wanted to know what is happening. I wanted to find out what is spirituality. So the more I inquired, the more I looked at things, the more it became clearer and clearer that spirituality is not something separate from life or separate from who I am. And then that encouraged me to go more in the spiritual, because I understood that spiritual is really the energy that helps us in life, and that the more we have our spirit in life, the more we really can live a really meaningful life. And that, of course, continued till now.
Yeah, and how did the teaching came about?
I mean, in the beginning, it was learning about this. We didn't know exactly what was happening. Then I had many spiritual experiences, from little spiritual experience to very big spiritual experiences. But it was not according to the Diamond Logos teaching. It was just like a traditional path. You meditate, you go work with a teacher, something happen, and you go high or you open up, but you don't know exactly what opened up, don't know exactly what opened it or what took it away. In 1978, I got with an old friend, very old friend from childhood. His name is Almas. We got together and started exploring, you know, and started becoming very curious on what is really spiritual things that are happening. So we began to witness that there is like the guidance, there's something was happening deeper than what we were thinking, was guiding our mind and our consciousness to see that there were specific things happening, and those specific things happening had a result. We will witness like an anxiety coming up. An anxiety will be lasting for 2-3 months. You know, and we don't know what is it about. Then we discover this anxiety has a specific flavor to it, has a specific issues, has a specific emotions with it, different from the anxiety that came 6 months ago, or the anxiety that came a year ago. So we began to notice that different anxieties, different issues, and then we began to discover that when a certain experience happened inside, this anxiety goes away. So we started connecting, or the guidance started connecting the issues that were coming up with the specific quality. My specialty in the spiritual journey was seeing. I could see the inner states. So I began to see the different colors and lights, and I enjoyed it, you know. And Almaz's quality was more like sensing, but also focusing on the psychological things that come up with it. So through that combination of that, we discovered that there is so much to this teaching, and we discovered that there is a source, a guide guiding us. And the more we connected to that inner guide, which we call the diamond body or the diamond approach, the more we began to see the journey becoming clear, scientific, and precise. It was not any more mystical. It was really very, very scientific, very scientific spirituality. And this is how the teachings came about. There was guidance that wanted this teaching to come about. It used Almas one way, it used me another way, it used somebody else another way, till we started making the picture together more and more.